Only a ceasefire deal in Gaza would hold Iran back from direct retaliation against Israel for the assassination of the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. That's according to three senior Iranian officials who spoke to the Reuters news agency. In the coming days, the total death toll in Gaza is likely to exceed 40,000. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, 32 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks over the past 24 hours. Peter Power is the Irish Executive Director of the UN's Children's Fund, UNICEF, and he's with us in studio. I know you've been getting updates from colleagues on the ground. How would you describe living conditions in Gaza at the moment?
Good afternoon, Rachel. They describe them as desperate and deteriorating. It's hard to imagine how things could still be deteriorating 10 months after the hostilities began, but they are, in fact, getting worse for children. There is huge problems with lack of water, continuing lack of food, hygiene and sanitation. There's 1.9 million people, that's 90% of the population, more than the population of Dublin, have been displaced, and many of them have been displaced multiple times. In fact, we're hearing stories of people who've been displaced 12 times. That takes its toll on people. And with the degradation of the infrastructure, water, health, sewage, sanitation, all of those things create a deadly cocktail for children. It is a really desperate situation now.
How much aid is getting in at the moment?
On average in July, 75 trucks a day were getting in. We were getting in things like vaccines, blankets, therapeutic food for children who are suffering from acute malnutrition, tents and so forth. Is it enough? No, it's. We would like to get in a lot more. And we have, and other aid agencies have huge stockpiles of aid on the Egyptian side of the border. Unfortunately, the Rafah crossing has been closed. The Kerem Shalom crossing on the south remains open, but it's limited. More aid is coming in from the north now through the Erez crossing, which was totally shut for a number of months. So it's aid is getting in, it is being distributed, but the challenge now, Rachel, unfortunately, is that the entire Gaza Strip, north, in the Midland Khan Yunis and in the south, is a war zone. So once the aid comes in, the logistics of trying to get it around there with limited fuel, limited communications, roads being damaged, it's extremely hard.
There's intense speculation at the moment about the likelihood of an Iranian response to the killing of Hamas political leader on its own soil. How concerned are you about a potential military response in the coming days?
Deeply, deeply concerned. I was in the south of Lebanon only a few weeks ago, and people there were very much on edge. And there is a huge amount of firepower and military resources in the south of Lebanon, north of Israel. We're very, very worried what would happen there. And obviously a coordinated attack from Iran, Hezbollah, the Houthis from Yemen and so forth could create, again, a deadly cocktail of violence, which would lead to a conflagration in the Middle East, which would make it, again, a terrible situation even worse.
Ceasefire talks are due to resume later in the week, but, you know, given what we've seen over the past couple of months, how optimistic can you be about those talks getting anywhere?
Well, we have to be optimistic because the opposite of optimistic is despair. And unfortunately, however, there have been many false dawns in terms of ceasefires. I remember seeing people in the streets celebrating the fact that there was an imminent ceasefire coming, and the people desperately deserve that. But there's a lot of geopolitical tectonic plates at play here in terms of Israel, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Hamas, Israel. So we will just have to see how it plays out. But it is clear that there is intense diplomatic activity from the United States, European leaders now, all trying to get this deal, which has been in formulation for about 2 months now, a three-phase peacekeeping deal to try and get that finally over the line. Because the one thing that we hear from our people on the ground, that the people in Gaza are telling them, they need peace.
Peter Power, thank you for being with us this lunchtime.